This is Daguerreau's Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreau's. This is flyer number 751, part 2, entitled Monoconscious Feminist Shock When First Confronted by Biconscious Masculism. Carrying straight on. The spread of masculist and MGTOW ideas is, however, slowed by the existence of what the masculists call the fem mafia, that is, the feminist media mafia. Due to the feminist monopoly over gender politics for the past six decades, the fact that now the majority of journalists and media people are women, and the general ignorance amongst men of masculist ideas, it's difficult for masculists to get their ideas published in the mainstream media, since masculist criticism of women, that is, fluffies, brackets, that is, traditional women, who expect to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, close brackets, and monoconscious feminists, is seen as just more male misogyny, and hence something for feminists, monoconscious feminists, to block from publication, and they do. This femmafian resistance to widespread dissemination of masculist ideas to the broader public only increases the level of anger and bitterness amongst masculists against monoconscious feminists. So pretty soon, the pressure in the masculist pressure cooker will explode. And then millions of monoconscious feminists are going to be confronted by hundreds of thousands of very angry, verbally violent, biconscious masculists who will bite the fucking heads off these monoconscious, hypocritical, bigoted feminists. Increasingly, men who have had their masculist consciousness raised have no patience with monoconscious feminists who trash men in public and harangue them when they come across them, saying to them things like, quote, "Learn some masculism, you monoconscious, hypocritical, bigoted, feminazi cunt. You fat, old, ugly, unfuckable. You women oppress men far worse with your manslavery, your divorce rape, your forced fathering, etc. These gender crimes against men are far more serious than the gender crimes that men commit against women. If you don't get off your fat, hypocritical ass and become biconscious by learning masculist ideas, then your currently monoconscious male feminist boyfriend will soon be infected by the masculist virus, become biconscious, by definition, then find your bigoted, hypocritical, monoconscious feminism totally unacceptable. He will become disgusted with you and then dump your fat ass." It's likely that in the next few years, as masculist ideas really spread, that millions of such monoconscious feminists will be dumped by their freshly minted, biconscious, masculist boyfriends, who will then look for relationships with biconscious feminists, who are a lot nicer to be with, since biconscious feminists have had their monoconscious feminist anger at men, for the ways that men oppress women, cancelled by their female masculist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men, and far worse. So, she loses her feminazi bitchiness and becomes much more pleasant for men to be with, so are far preferred by biconscious masculists than a bitchy, whiny, monoconscious feminazi cunt. At universities, young biconscious masculist students will have no qualms about verbally attacking monoconscious feminists when they come across them. A few years from now, any monoconscious feminist who makes misandrous remarks on stage will be drowned by very angry, hateful harangues by biconscious masculists in her audience, who will spit in her face, not tolerating her bigoted, hypocritical monoconsciousness, and will shock her profoundly if this is the first time such a thing has happened to her. In conversations on campus, if a monoconscious feminist expresses her monoconscious attitudes in a small group, then the biconscious masculist in that group will attack her viciously, rejecting her for her awful hypocrisy and bigotry. It will come as a horrible shock the first time this happens to her. The viciousness of the confrontation will deeply shock her. The young men will threaten her with manlessness, and hence babylessness, unless she becomes biconscious and will spit in her face. In brackets, already in the US, 2/3 of young men don't even date young women due to these young women being seen as undateable due to being too poisoned by feminism, according to a Pew Research Center poll in 2022. Close brackets. After thousands of such confrontations on a given campus, young women will quickly learn that they no longer have the luxury to remain monoconscious feminists if they want to attract and, capital letters, keep a boyfriend, especially if he has been masculinized and sees monoconscious feminists as avoidable vermin. So, summarizing a bit, pretty soon, in a few years, there will be enough biconscious masculists on campus initially to turn the tide on monoconscious feminism. These young men will force young women and their monoconscious feminist professors to convert themselves into biconscious feminists, or be screamed at, spat at, rejected viciously, both socially and sexually. In other words, a real shock is coming to monoconscious feminists in the next few years, as millions of biconscious masculists assert publicly their presence and priorities, forcing monoconscious feminists to convert themselves into biconsciousness or face extinction, as biconscious masculists ignore them to death, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable, lonely, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless deaths, hated by biconscious masculists who have nothing to do with such hypocritical, bigoted, monoconscious, feminazi cunts, and will punish them to death. In South Korea now, the two sexes are screaming at each other. This will soon come to the West. Biconscious masculists are now so growing in strength and numbers that the gender political U-turn is coming, and when it does, it will be profoundly shocking to monoconscious feminists. It will be so shocking that it will drive them to extinction if they don't convert themselves to biconsciousness. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Masculist tab for 750 plus Masculist essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real - see the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the masculist segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 masculist videos in now 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garis Masculist Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my masculist videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Masculist Videos. That's four words. Ciao.